city and our staff here, some things are really starting to happen. It's just the vibe is really exciting. So keep it up.
Yeah. We agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been great.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So there is one hand up in the room. Yes, sir. You have a question.
Can you give me a number on the number of children that you serve statewide?
Roughly, you want me to take the microphone?
Yeah.
Yep, it's about 800 is about the number of students statewide that we serve in one capacity or another.
That's between, these are school year, school age?
That would be birth to 21. So our special education services in Nebraska are from birth to 21. So about 800.
And does that mean now that you've identified 800 people that are considered either blind or visually impaired then?
Yeah, they would have some level of visual impairment, anywhere along that continuum of totally blind to, you know, maybe just a low vision loss. That may include students with multiple disabilities, additional disabilities.
Good,
thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Anything else?
I think
Brad has a
Oh, Brad has a question.
Actually, it was just kind of a point. I'd like to address Josh's mother. I'm sorry I've forgotten your name, man.
Cheryl Bowen.
I'm a parent, and I have both sons and daughters myself, and my wife and I, our kids are actually in the adult world now. They're all grown. So I understand the concept of our kids are still our kids, even no matter how old we all get. But even though 17 was a few decades behind me now, I do recall that I got to a point where having my mother address me as her baby would have been embarrassing. Just kind of a point from kind of a male perspective. And boy, you'll discover as you get older that sometimes work is fun and sometimes it ain't, sometimes you don't. But there aren't necessary things that have to be done. It'll be your responsibility to do it, even when it ain't fun and even when you ain't getting paid.
Well, I think we've gone over the time on the agenda that we had allotted, but I really appreciate the presentation and the efforts from the staff here and at the School for the Blind, and I really appreciate Josh and Seth coming today and speaking with us.
Yeah, I totally echo that, Mike. You know, we had folks coming from, you know, Nebraska City and David City, and
thank you
for spending part of your Saturday with us. So.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Josh, Seth, it was great to hear everything you guys did last summer. I hope you have a